Welcome back, folks, for the second hour of Fearless Radio. Steve Shank, and I've got Robert Siemens here in the studio and Jim Phillips on the line. And we are rocking with and rolling with Toy Toy Talk. Oh, my gosh. It never ends. You know, it just never ends. We're talking about the stuff right now, and Robert and I have... Never mind. Don't even start with that, Stephen. Okay. We've got the low drains plugged up. And I was just asking Robert just a minute ago, who would ever think of this stuff? Listeners, you got to attend these classes. No one would ever think about this, but what happened over in your town just a little bit ago, Robert?
Steve, they had a series of plumbing problems. I live sort of on a hill in the west part of my small town, and the people down in the lower part of the neighborhood had water, sewage water start backing up into their homes, and it wasn't a flash flood. It was the kind of thing where one neighbor would talk to another, and everyone just sort of sat around and waited for this to happen, and no one came up with the solution that Jim just shared with us here on the radio and then last night at the conference. So.
Yeah, and the thing is that these are things that you just would not think of, listeners. So when you get the assignment, we're not messing with you. You have it done by next week. Because this is not end-of-the-world type stuff. This is something that can happen, just like Robert said, any time. You don't know. So, now you've got the assignment to get your emergency water in. The second thing is find all the low spots and see where you are in the neighborhood and make sure that you can plug out any backwash from sewage. That's your next assignment.
See, right now, if somebody's basement floods, you can call the disaster cleanup company, you know, and your insurance company or whatever you do. You've got wet backs and electricity, and you can suck one of these basements out and clean it up. But if the power is off and it's not coming back for a long time, and we've had some kind of an event occur, and you don't have the rescue services that are out there, you just turn your house, your basement, into a cesspool. That means you abandon it and you leave. You can't live there. You're going to die with that stuff floating around down there.
Let me tell you something that is way off the wall here. Out in some of the areas where they raise hogs, what's this got to do with what we're talking about? Out in some of the areas where they have these huge, huge hog barns, and they're raising these hogs, they might have 5,000 of them in a single barn. And they raise them on grates, okay? So the feces and the urine just drops down through the grates into a big cesspool down underneath. And then they go in with the tractors and scoop it all out. Listeners, I apologize for the insanity of this subject, but you got to understand, this is saving your life, okay? Anyway, they have huge fans. Now, you don't want to live downwind to one of these places, believe me. But they have huge fans that are on constantly. They have backup generators. Because if those fans would go off for one half an hour, it would kill every critter in that shed. One half an hour. And this is what we're talking about. Jim isn't kidding. You're going to have to move out of your house. That's
right.
It.
You will.
Okay.
So
now,
it's important to take care of that now and have the thing so you know you don't have a difficulty with it. Take care of that problem.
Now, next Sunday, there will be a test.
Yes, a written test.
That's right.
And if you can't pass, we won't let you listen anymore. How's that?
That's
Turn
right.
Turn on your radio.
Yeah. We got an attitude, dudes.
That's right.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. And this basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, and welcome back. I'm so excited about our subject for the day. We're talking about poop. Heck of a deal.
Doesn't take much to get you excited, huh?
Hey, simple things amuse simple minds, and man, you know, Jim, I'm about as simple as they get.
I understand, me too. But, you know, it's the basics that are the most important. We live in a society where we have been blessed to not have to deal with some of these things and do it all yourself, and that's been tremendous. That's helped us a great deal.
And dadgum it, Jim, we're getting to the bottom of things here.
Well, Jim, and the problem is people just haven't experienced, they don't know. It's just ignorance. It's not that people are dumb. They just haven't had to deal with it. They haven't thought about it. They haven't gone through some things. And that's a part of what we want to teach them through the life seminars and classes I do and DVDs, whatever it takes. They need to know.
You aren't calling our listeners dumb. Never mind.
No, that's what I said. They're not dumb. They just haven't had the experience. That's where there's an advantage with people that have been dealing with this stuff for years. You and the food and the preparedness, things that I've done, people we associate with, to think these things out and then compile the information so people have access to it. And that's what I've been about for years now, is doing these classes I love doing live classes, but now we got to get them published so people can get them. And that's what we're doing.
Hey, Jim, have you ever seen the movie The Blues Brothers?
I have not.
I see. I don't know if any of our listeners, Robert, have you seen the movie The Blues Brothers?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, The Blues Brothers. Listeners, any of you that have seen the movie The Blues Brothers, you got to realize that Jim is on a mission from God.
I guess I'm going to have to watch the movie now.
You're going to have to watch the movie.
You're not going to tell me the secret unless I watch it, huh?
You're going to find out what your mission is. I'll tell you about it later, Jim.
Okay.
But anyway, there's one thing that I want to interject here. A lot of you have commented from time to time that you don't have the support of your other family members and that people think that you're a little bit goofy. Here's how you can help them. Let us do your dirty work for you. And by that I mean, when we give you these assignments, when we give you the assignment to go and get some water, go start doing it. Don't go to your husband, who thinks you're a little bit goofy, and say, Ernie, we need to go get 60 gallons of water, because he's going to think you're nuts. Just quietly do whatever you need to do to get your 60 gallons of water, if there are just two of you. And then when you're done, you say, Ernie, look at all this water. I know you think I'm nuts, but wouldn't it feel good if we ever don't have water to be able to just not have to go down to the 7-Eleven 2 days before the storm hits? We've got plenty of water to get through the next month. If anything happens, let them experience the security of a little bit of preparedness. I guarantee you, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, that they will love it. Then the next thing, don't try and make them plan ahead. Don't say, hey, listen, we're sitting next to a nuclear power plant, and if anything ever blows up, then we better have enough food so that we can stay inside the house. And so you got to give me enough money, Melvin, to buy a 7-year supply of food. What that does is he's already overloaded. All you're doing is overloading more, and he's going to think you're nuts. Okay? So start doing the little things. Get the ball and plug up and have it ready to plug up your basement if you need to. And say, now listen, they had a problem with this. Let them experience the security of the little steps you're taking. Don't try and make them come along. I don't know if you've ever dealt with any horses, but you take a little filly and she's thirsty and you bring her out of the barn and she doesn't know that there's a tank full of water around the corner of the barn. All she knows is that you're trying to get her to do something. So you take a halter and you stick it on her, and you take a rope and you tie it onto the halter, and you pull that little filly. Now, you're doing the best you can. You're trying to help her get a drink of water. She doesn't know that. And so you pull, and she pulls back. You pull harder, and she pulls back even harder. She'll pull until she falls on her butt to keep you from getting her to do what you're trying to do to help her. Okay? So what you do is you just take the hose around the corner, and you don't start pulling on her. You take the hose and you just lift it up out of the water and let it run and let her hear the water. Let her experience, wait a minute, I'm going to decide. You see, people don't want to be gotten to do anything. Let her hear the water, and then she'll drag you to the tank. Let your loved ones experience the security of something stupid like putting in some water. Or the next thing I'm going to have, Jim, we're going to have three assignments. You got to plug up the thing, and then we're going to take care of toilets, and then we'll be done with the assignments for today. But as you do these things, as you follow this assignments that we give you every week, share it with your loved ones. Kind of laugh with them about it. Hey, yeah, you know, we could have a cesspool down here, but let us do your dirty work. If they ask you about it, just say, hey, I'm listening to these nuts that think they can get us prepared. Our assignment for this week, or my assignment, I'm going to do this. We'll give you small enough pieces and let them share the experience of the good side, and all of a sudden you've got answers. You've got answers. You've got no problems. So let us do the dirty work. We'll help you. That's why we're here. Okay. Before we go into the next segment, Jim, Robert had a comment that this is all kind of like a construction project, and he's got some experience with that. Share what you're telling me here in the studio, Robert.
Steve, by the way, Jim, thanks for the information you shared with us yesterday. I really enjoyed that.
Well, you're welcome. It's a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, and one of the things I got out of that is an analogy to my business in medical remodeling, in that oftentimes the any kind of a modification, whether it's a personal modification or professional or any modification in somebody's life, is going to be intimidating to some degree, and because it's change, and that's
right.
Basically what we're talking about here. And I think that it sort of rung a bell for me, because oftentimes, if you will start with the simplest things, the least expensive things first, you sort of build up a momentum for that change process,
right?
As opposed to you know, the you're thinking about maybe adding a room, or you're thinking about doing some modification or something like that. That's a pretty big project, perhaps. So first of all, you start off by just sitting down and drawing things out, or seeing if you can rearrange what you've got, and that sort of thing. The stuff that's simple to do, and the stuff that's inexpensive to do, and then one step sort of gives you momentum to go on to the next step. And that's, I really appreciate what you're saying tonight, and what you shared yesterday in the conference, just because these are steps that everyone can take.
Well, they are, and I like to get people started on the free stuff and the very low-cost things first. There are some things you need to spend money on. I mean, it's, you know, I use the pocket knife analogy all the time. I built a pocket knife one time. You don't want to build a pocket knife. That's not worth the effort. If it can be fun to do it,
Wait, you built a pocket knife.
Well, yeah, I wanted one that was exactly the way I wanted it, and I had the tools and the availability, and I built it on my lunch break at this place where I had all the machine tools I wanted.
Listeners, you got to understand, when we have Jim Phillips on this team, it's just an absolute delight, because this man never, ever does anything that he hasn't lived first. Now, anybody that would build a pocket knife just because he wants it by his own... Jim, I hate to tell you this. You're weird.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll keep the rest of them secret then, so I don't blow you away completely.
No, go ahead with the pocket knife analogy. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, you buy a really, really good quality knife for, you know, it's $40. Let's do the free things so that you save money so you can afford to buy the $40 knife and the $100 thing and the other thing. So I do try to teach people the low cost of the free things, the expedient things, and it's also for the same reason that you were talking about, Robert. If we get people started, get them going, they do build a momentum, they get comfortable with the whole idea, and you also learn that becoming really totally completely prepared is not really that hard once you understand what you're doing, you understand how and why things work, what your true needs and what the priorities of those needs are, you can get going and then accelerate that over time. I mean, I'm all for getting it done fast, but you've got to start. If you keep putting it off, I'll start next week then, you'll never get there.
There's an old saying that if it ain't fun, people just won't do it. And listeners, unless you have experienced the sense of security from something little like putting in a supply of water, you all know that I've dealt with food supplies for a lot of years. You can't believe the number of people that have called back after they've gotten their shipment of a 2, 3, 4 year supply, 1 year supply, whatever they've gotten, and said, I never realized what kind of security, the good feeling that I got at just having that food there, or at just having that water stored, or being able to handle our next subject on the toy talk after this commercial.
Yeah. If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime. Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. I have Robert Siemens in the studio and Jim Phillips on the line. Dale, if you will hold for just a minute, I want to finish a subject here just a little bit, and we'll have Dale from Denver in just a minute as soon as I tell Manny to plug him in, so hang loose just a minute. I was finishing up the discussion of letting us handle it. You've got to realize, folks, that as you show your testimony of belief in what you have learned about the need to prepare by doing these little things and then allowing your loved ones to experience the security of having some little thing that can never be a problem again. Drinking water can never be a problem for you again if you follow the instructions we've given you. You never have to wonder. Not, I know nobody's thought about the sewage backing up through your basement drain, but now you have. And now you know the answer. You see, the only thing that will eliminate fear is having the solution to a problem. And if you have the solution, there is no more problem.
So now, true.
Yeah. I tell you what, let's bring up Dale and chat with him for just a minute. Now, I've got to ask you, Dale, are you there?
I think so.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I got to ask you a question. I didn't open things up, and I didn't announce the number. Have you memorized the call-in number or something like that? Is that how you're able to call in here?
No, I just went to the website. And
oh, no.
What's the website?
No.
What's the website?
We've got a leak in our security. These guys can get to us before we're ready for them. I can't handle this. Dale, lay it on us. What do you need?
Well, hey, I want to make a comment here. I've talked to Jim here a couple of years ago. We always had a few long conversations, and I had a question for him. Is he ever going to finish that video?
Which one? And yes, I am. I'm actually releasing a new DVD every month now is coming out.
The one doing with the clothing and stuff, being out in the wintertime.
We have one that shows you the overview of it. Now we're actually starting into how to make it. And that will be coming out on the DVD system also. Each one of the components, footwear, sleeping bags, the whole thing, how to make them all.
All right, yeah. Well, because you had that, you were going to come out with a two- or three-part series. I got the first one. I've got how to make the thermal liners, a video of it.
That's right. And we have more in the whole system, both on sanitation, on water, on evacuation kits. And we're going to be beginning in December the actual production on how to make all of the PALS clothing components, and it'll come out in two-hour blocks on DVDs, too. So,
is that going to be on your original website? Or
There may be some announcement on there, although I'm sending people to the new one because that's more active. My other one is kind of a static site, and that's the GoFamilyWorks.com. It's GoFamily, W-O-R-X.
GoFamily, W-O-R-X?
Yeah. Go Family Works, but Works is spelled W-O-R-X.
Okay.
And that's a new website, contact information, and also ordering information about the whole DVD series that I'm doing is located
cool.
there.
Cool. I am glad to hear that. And one other thing I wanted to mention, a comment on, you guys were talking about water.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't afford to go out, and fortunately I was able to buy a big Berkey, but people need to realize all you have to do is buy one filter. Go get yourself some PVC pipe, and you can build yourself a drip water filter and hang it from a tree if you need to.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's so simple with those Berkey filters.
And how to do that is actually in the DVD.
You're going to have that in there,
water.
Too.
Yeah, it's in the water DVD that's in the series. Actually, you can subscribe to it. I'm trying to keep the price down. It's $15 a month, and that brings you a new DVD every month, 2 hours in-depth on subjects like we're talking about here.
Well, sounds like I need to jump on there here when I get off the phone.
Good. Be good to talk to you again, Dale.
All right. All right, you guys take care.
Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, Jim, does it get cold in Denver? Robert just wanted to know.
Well, it gets a little chilly. It doesn't really get cold in Denver. It gets cold.
No. This is not Jim Phillips cold. We know what Jim Phillips cold is. Most of us, that was supposed to be a rhetorical question.
I see.
It was supposed to be.
You ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer.
Yeah, I know. But you got to bear with the rest of us. The unwashed masses can't handle the kind of cold that you do anyway. Okay. Want to cover one other thing. By the way, we'll be dealing with water filtration and one of the other assignments. And the mention was made of Big Berkey. Berkeys are fine. Through the J. Michael Stevens Group Co-op, we work with the Aqua Rain. There are some differences. The filtration concept is important.
It is.
And Jim, pointed out to me after I'd been handling the, working with the Aqua Rain through the co-op for a lot of years, some of the differences. Any of the folks that want to work with it, just kind of let us know. Let's dump some phone numbers on you for a little bit. Those of you that are working on your food supply or need work with the food supply, call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. We're going to take a break. And go from there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. I have Robert Siemens in the studio with me, and Jim Phillips on the line, and we're having toy talk tonight. For those of you who are taking notes, we have one more area of assignment, and then we're going to get into something interesting that Robert brought up, Jim, that you and I need to discuss a little bit. But let's finish things off. If we've got the low drains plugged and we've got a no-flushy situation, let's finish for the assignments for this week the rest of the waste issue.
Sure. Well, we touched on it briefly, and that's about taking that toilet that you have and turn it into a manually operated dry system. You know, the wet system has broken down because either you don't have water or there's not a way to safely dispose of it. In other words, it's going to flow out where it doesn't belong. Well, you still need to take care of those bodily functions, and you've got to eliminate that waste. And I give a very simple description of what you do to this. The overview is this. You separate, you cover, you carry, and you bury. That's the way to remember. Four things. I like to do things with fours because I can remember four things. So you separate. The first thing you separate, well, first thing we got to do is turn that toilet into a dry system. You're going to clean all the water out of it and down in the bowl in there. out of the trap in the bottom, and you want to, I'll say, sanitize it. You have some water and some things around to sanitize it so it's nice and sparkly, shiny, clean. Empty the water out of the tank, and then you've got to keep the sewer gases from coming back inside of it. So you'll take one of these rubber balls we talked about for the drains, get one that fits the bottom of your toilet down in there, and you're going to jam that down in there. Because once you've taken that water seal out of the toilet, you're going to have sewer gases that can come back up into your house. You don't want that. So now I plugged it off. The next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to get a plastic bags that I'm using. This is the one thing you have to pre-buy. Plastic bags that are large enough to go inside of that toilet and fold over the rim to the outside. You like to get a kind of a heavy-duty one, you know, 1.5 to 2 mil thick bag. Now, what size does it take? I don't know. Different toilet sizes. Do you have a long bowl? Do you have a short bowl? You know, how deep is it? Those things. You're going to have to go buy a few bags, try them, get the ones that work, and then just get a bunch of them. Now you know that you have the bags that'll fit in there. You know, people talk about, let's get one of these Hassock toilets or let's put a toilet seat on a white bucket. Well, that's fine in a portable situation. If you're not leaving your house, you got this thing screwed down to the floor and it won't tip over. You sit on a white bucket and you turn that thing over and you don't have a way to clean it up, you've got a problem. Let's just use the porcelain throne that's screwed down to the floor. Line it with plastic bags. Okay, now we've got it lined. You can now use it. This is where the separate comes in. You don't want to put the urine in there. You want to keep that as dry as you can, and it allows you to use this more time. So we're going to separate the urine. And I know that's easier for the guys than it is for the ladies, and you can get a little thing that allows the women to do it better. It's called the Lady J and some of those things. Get the DVD, and you'll see pictures of them. Don't want to be too indelicate here, but the ladies, you can separate out also. It's better to do that. So you don't have a really soupy mess in there. You're going to cover it. You can have a little bucket that has some soil in it, so you can cover it. We don't want to change the bag every time you use it. You're going to run out of bags in a couple of days. You want to be able to use it several times. So we're going to cover it up with some soil that's in there, and we have a little, you know, a stick. You can push the mass down. I'm an engineer. What am I doing talking about this stuff? You know, electrical engineering is my background. I talk about doing this kind of stuff, but it's reality, so we deal with it. It's now covered. You can use it 2, 3, 4 times, 5 times, whatever it is. Each time you cover it a little bit, lay a plastic bag over top of that, put the seat down so that it helps keep odor down. That's part of the reason you cover it. You could use sawdust. You could use cedar chips if you had them. Those things would be great.
Hey, Jim.
Now you've got your bag full.
Jim?
Yes?
What about kitty litter?
Kitty litter works fine. And as long as you have it, use it. When you run out, you're just going to go to plain old dirt because you probably won't run out of dirt for a while.
Sure, that's true.
But kitty litter is fine. No. Shredded up newspaper, any number of things to help cover it up.
But I had another thought. And you know when I have a thought, it's a miracle. So you can't, don't get in my way here.
Right.
What about lime?
Lime is something you could use, and that's kind of a traditional thing. You could also use wood ash if you had those from your fireplace.
What about mixing lime with the dirt? Would that help?
Yeah, well, you could do that. Now, the problem with lime is one of the things it's going to do is it'll kind of pickle that stuff. And we don't really want to save it. We want it to go away when we get it in the soil. So using the blue water
Forget I said anything, folks. Do not use lime. Okay?
Well, if you had a bunch of lime, most people don't have lime, and so it's one of those things you don't have to have. But it will be more of a preservative than you really want.
Never. You remember
now,
remember that thought that I was bragging about?
Right.
I was not here. I am the wind. Go
ahead. Hey, next time you have a thought, check it out with me, and I'll tell you what it is. No, and those things are all legitimate, and there's things you can do. But I also want to keep it as simple and as low cost as I can. You know, dirt, sawdust, free.
Good.
Now it's covered. Your bag is now full because it's been used several times. It needs to go outside and buried in a hole in the ground. But when you carry it through the house, I tell people, please don't just pick up the bag by the neck and walk to your living room, because if the bottom of that thing lets go, you've got a problem. So you put it in a dishpan box or something, carry it outside. You have a hole that's dug fairly deep, bury it, but don't put the twist tie on the bag and drop it in the hole, because somebody digs up 30 years from now, they got a surprise they don't want. We want that stuff to dissolve into the soil to compost. Mother Earth is designed to recycle this stuff. so you don't seal up the bag. You can turn it upside down and kind of dump things out. Drop the bag in there. Poke some holes in the bag so if things are open, you know, run a stick down through it or a sharpshooter shovel or a digging spade, something. Chop into it and then cover it up with some soil, but I like to have a deep enough hole that I can use that hole three or four times. So I put 2 or 3 inches of soil on that, put a board over top so you don't step in it in the middle of the night, and then you come back and
you
put another bag in there.
This guy thinks of everything, doesn't he? I would never have thought of the dead gum board. Okay,
hey, Jim, will you ever step on one of those things at night, folks? You know?
No, but I think you probably have. You've experienced everything you tell us.
Yeah, well, we're not going there.
We're not going there. Hey, listen, I was a farm boy, and, you know, all farm boys that walk out through the dairy pasture have one eye that looks down and one eye that looks straight ahead. That's why
we're
cross-eyed, you know.
That's what it is. So you put a board over it, use it 3 or 4 times, and then when it gets close to, you know, to the surface, 3 or 4 inches down, I'd like to have it buried deep as I can, but you've got a mound of dirt there. So now it's down about, you know, 6 inches from the top or so. Then take that mound of dirt and mound that up over top of it. It's going to be, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 inches below the surface all over. You know exactly where that hole is, so you don't dig in it again. And as it settles down, you just keep pushing dirt in there because that stuff will start to settle and dissolve away into a humus down in the soil.
Wonderful. Okay.
So that's the safest way to dispose of it. And the pit latrines where you go out and use them, they're open to vermin. You've got mosquitoes, flies, roaches that crawl down in there, come back in the house and crawl on your stuff that you're eating. We don't want open pit latrines.
Absolutely. Okay. Having said all of that, Jim, give your website. People are asking for that. And I think it's time to give a lot of phone numbers and websites. Go ahead. Hit yours.
GoFamilyWorks.com. GoFamilyWorx. So it's GoFamilyWorx.com. Contact information is on there. Email me. Call me. Subscribe to the monthly DVD that we have going out. It's $15 a month for a DVD plus email plus some group buy and reduced tuition on live classes, trying to make it as affordable as we can to train as many people as possible.
Absolutely wonderful. Now I need to do a disclaimer. If you have any toy issues, do not call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. For your food issues, the other end of the line, I guess, call J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633. And the website is efoodsdirect.com. And, Jim, I hate to make you the butt of these jokes, but I can't.
Hey, somebody's got to be at the other end. That's my job. Whatever.
I guess that you and I are the alpha and the omega of human existence.
But you do have to handle both ends, because if you don't, you can have, you know, as I talk about in the seminars, you can have a 10-year supply of food, but if you die of disease, what's the point?
Yeah.
That's why sanitation is one of these parachute issues that you must take care of. Otherwise, you get sick or people around you get sick. And, you know, my law of parachutes is almost surviving isn't good enough.
And the other thing is if you handle one end and don't handle the other, how long can you hold your breath?
Yeah. It's so true.
Jim, hey, we have fun, don't we?
Well, we try to. I mean, and you have to on a topic both like this, but about in preparedness in general.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get morose. That's why I try to have fun when I'm doing it. It's a serious, serious, life-threatening discussion in all of these components. But you got to laugh a little bit so you just don't get ground up in this thing, and then you look at how terrible it is and how bad it is. You lose your attitude. You lose your life.
That's
and
right.
And if you lose your attitude and don't get prepared, you lose your life. So we've got to have a little bit of fun with this, or, you know, people just don't do it.
Well, my daddy used to say sometimes that you got to laugh to keep from crying.
That's right.
And I don't have any intention of any of us ever doing any crying. Anyway, I wanted to have Robert comment a little bit with regard to our seminars. This is something that you and I need to consider and that we need to help our listeners with. Robert, you were talking about the worksheet and what we might do on the next seminars and stuff.
Yeah, Steve, the idea sort of came from what you're starting tonight with the school process over the radio, really. It's I think it's sort of the training wheel scenario that we used earlier in our conversation. The getting started with the small, simple, inexpensive kinds of things, then that in itself builds on security and builds momentum towards going on to other and larger things. I believe the same thing would hold true if at least in my situation, if I've got sort of an assignment, I guess, before a seminar or before a class type situation of any kind, to have a description or of my own situation. Let's face it, everybody lives in a different area. Things can be drastically different throughout the country. And I've been listening to you guys tonight talk. Virtually, very, very few people down here have basements. So we have to just look at the situation of toilets backing up. But I think for someone to come into a classroom situation, whether it be over the radio or the formal classroom, with some pretty clear-cut descriptions of their own personal scenario, and then as they get this information from Jim or yourself or whomever they're listening to, be able to do the numbers or whatever and personalize that information, they leave that classroom then with some of that momentum already going. They've already got at least the first piece of getting started already in their hand. And just briefly, years ago when my wife was in graduate school, she just had to write papers till the world looked level. And there were a few times that
the world looked level.
Yes,
I've never heard that one.
That's why she had to write a lot of them. And a few times she said, you know, I just don't know. I don't even know where to start. It was so big and it was going to be such a long paper. She didn't know where to start. And more than once I said, Deb, just write anything. Just put down, make the first sentence. This is a rough draft. Just put down anything. Mary had a little, it doesn't matter. But once you get started, there's a momentum situation, I think, with all us humans, that it's the starting is the hardest part. And I think that if we approached our class with some of our own personal issues here that would pertain to our house or our property or our location, and then left with answers that are specific to our own situation, then we have essentially put down that first sentence of that paper. We've gotten some momentum.
Absolutely, because when you what happens actually when you start is it's indicative to your whole system, to your whole mental attitude, that you have decided. You see, there are two things that people hate more in life than anything else. Barbara, don't listen to this. You've heard it too many times.
Don't say stinking.
I didn't say stinking.
Okay.
Honest. I would never say stinking again if you could beat me with a stick to get me to not say stinking. Anyway, but there are two things that people hate more than anything else in this life, and it's because of some of the things, Robert, you and I were talking about with regard to how they're raised. And that's, number one, to think, and number two, to decide. And this is the crux of most of the problems that we have. But if you start, you know, there was an old boy that was doing a sales training program for a sales organization that I was in one time. And he said, you know, people come to me and they say, where do you start with knocking on doors? Or where do you start with contacting people? And he said, the answer is very simple. You go out your front door and you throw a rock as far as you can. And wherever that rock lands, that's where you start. You see, you've got to decide. And so by starting, those of you who are taking us seriously and starting with your water, your toilet situation, plugging up the backup things, just these three little things, you will have decided. And from then on, guys, I promise you, it is just absolutely a delightful, you know, trek. You are literally turning what most people see as a disaster into an adventure, and that's where we need to be. This worksheet thing, the other thing that we had trouble with on this last seminar, Jim, you weren't as much a party to it, but Babs and I dealt with it tremendously, is how many people are going to show up. We got to know how many seats. We tried to do it by saying, hey, pre-registration, you get $5 off. Well, that's kind of puny, and people showed up anyway. But if we had a worksheet that they filled out before they came and dealt with it like what we're intending it to be, dadgummit, they would be able to come in there, and we'd have a count because they'd have to call us to get the dadgum worksheet. That's a great idea, Robert. That's wonderful. And we're going to take a break again.
The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, welcome back, friends. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, and we're short on time. We got two listeners calling in, but I just have to have Robert share something with you about growing up. Lay it on us, Robert.
Oh, Steve, I just I can't believe you want me to share that pearl of wisdom. I was told a long time ago that the whole idea behind growing up is just learn to smell it before you step in it.
Now I got a question for you.
Yes.
Yeah, the reason that's a perfect lead-in. Here's the deal. Do you know what a mocus is?
No, I do not.
A mocus is a guy that can smell it but can't find it.
Anyway, Kevin, we got to bring you up right now.
Okay.
Make it fast, and what's your question? And believe me, we've got an answer.
I've got a couple of questions, but I'll make a comment quick on water storage.
There you go.
People up north, you got to think about freezing.
Absolutely.
And, now, I use 5 gallon, the good old Homer buckets down from, I hate to say Home Depot, but that's where I got them.
That's okay.
But, I kind of practice this, and I can do pretty good on 5 gallons. Last me a couple of days, and that's washing, bathing, cooking, and everything.
Okay, but we gotta really hurry. Get your questions real quick, and then call in next time with your comments.
All right, but you need to address how do you keep your water from freezing if you. Talking about people living in apartments or whatever.
Okay.
And in food storage, you're talking about a year, 5 years, 2 years, whatever. How much space does food storage take up?
For a one-year supply for two adults, it takes about the size of a large refrigerator. And we'll try and comment on the water freezing here in just a second with Jim. I need to, Kevin, thanks for your call. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're so short on time. We'll answer that question on the air after you leave. Gary?
Yes, how are you all doing?
Lay it on us real quick.
Well, I've lived in a garage basically for 3 years, so I know all about survival. If you think you've got the perfect system worked out, go out and live in your garage for a week. You'll find the holes real fast.
I bet you will.
Yeah.
Did you have a question for us, Gary?
Well, I have some comments.
Okay.
On water storage, I keep four 30-gallon Rubbermaid heavy-duty trash cans on wheels.
Sure.
And those can be used for dry goods or clothing stores to keep the mice out. I have some very friendly mice here.
There you go.
And also, I've got one of them I've had full of water for almost a year now that I put a quarter of a cup of Clorox in. It's just as clean and pure and clear as you'd want it. But I wouldn't drink it. I'd use it to wash dishes and bathe in.
There you go.
But in lieu of the Clorox, I would go to the health food store and get a bottle of food-grade hydrogen peroxide.
There we go.
Proper number of drops in there, and
listen,
then that won't react with the plastic. And
Gary, we got to shut her down. That's good stuff. Jim?
Well, just real quick, and you know, Gary said something that's extremely important. I try to teach people.
They're coming to take us away, Jim. Hit it.
Yeah, play with this stuff. Practice it. Know that you can do it. And we'll talk about that another time. That's so important. You don't want to be working from a theory.
Okay. Do you have any ideas about the freezing?
Yes, I do. Keep it warm.
There you go. Dadgummit, I'd have never thought of that. Jim,
well, you can insulate it, and there's different places, and the larger the container that you have water in, the less likely it is to freeze. I mean, a 55-gallon drum, it takes a lot of cold for a long period of time. And we can talk about that freezing issue more. But
sounds good.
It's easy to address.
Thanks, Jim. Catch you later. Thanks,
okay.
Robert.
You got it.
Now, friends, here we go. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, we see. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found. We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.